Advanced Listening Test 5, Part 2. Tape Script 34. Ferrovial.
Time last year, the Spanish construction company Ferrovial was not a familiar name, but with its plan to become the biggest infrastructure company in the world, it's set to become a household name. So far, one of its biggest claims to fame is the construction of the much-admired Guggenheim Museum in Bilbao. But the company had bigger ambitions than construction and moved into running toll roads, a business which it expanded abroad. And apart from winning the bidding war for the UK airport operator BAA, it also runs Sydney Airport, the Chicago Skyway, and parts of the London Underground. And those global acquisitions mean that today it's expected to say it's had a 13% rise in its first half net profits to $284 million. Well, earlier I spoke with Arindam Nag from Dow Jones Newswire. I asked him what lay behind Ferrovial's ambitions.
There are basically two factors playing out here. One is that the Spanish construction sector, which is its home country, has been growing at a tremendous pace. But we believe that it's probably top of the cycle. And also, interest rates have been fairly low. And Ferrovial has a management with a very global outlook. And it was expected that at some point they would be boosting their acquisitions, which they have done. So its growth within Europe and also outside doesn't come as a surprise.
So how much money has the company got to buy up more?
That's probably a multi-billion dollar question, but I think it's expected that Ferrovial is going to expand further in infrastructure, because managing infrastructure is what it does best. It's also integrating BAA, so we might see a slight lull over the next couple of quarters, but after that, if it can get its debt in place, it might resume its acquisition spree again.
So more acquisitions are on the cards as far as this company is concerned. Tell us a bit more about, you know, who runs the company and how successful they are, because obviously they do have big ambitions, profits are going up.
Yes. I mean, what Ferrovial has done, they anticipated that the Spanish sector is going to slow down. So what they've done is they've identified sectors like waste management, managing roads and tolls, anything that has a sort of a cash flow which you can estimate beforehand. And what they do is they take on debt, but they ensure that the spread between the cash flow and the debt is reasonable, and they've done acquisitions in those areas. It's managed by, of course, Spanish management, but they also have managers who have strong global experience all over the world. What they've done is they do not really send in Spanish managers. What they do is they recruit local talent as well. So they have people running the operations who understand local markets very well.
And how important is the BAA acquisition to their portfolio? I mean, they fought very hard indeed to win it.
It's very important. It sort of increases the sales by a big amount, and it also manages, it's one of the specialties to manage airport infrastructure. So BAA actually fits in the portfolio. It's an asset that will probably trigger growth faster than it has historically.